You're listening to Discovering Multifamily, where we discuss all educational topics in commercial real estate with an emphasis on multifamily apartment investing via syndication. And now, your hosts, former NFL fullback Brian Leonard and Anthony Scandariato.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Discovering Multifamily Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Anthony Scandariato with Red Knight Properties. And today we have a very special guest here with us, Brett Schwartz. And Brett is with CapitalGainTaxSolutions.com. And the focus of this podcast is actually going to be surrounding three secrets, not one, not two, but three secrets of an optimal timing transformational exit plan. Now, I know that's a lot to handle, but Brett's going to break it down very simply and talk about a topic that isn't really discussed in commercial real estate too much, called the Deferred Sales Trust. So Brett, I want to welcome you to our show and thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Hey, Anthony, thanks for having me. A pleasure to be here to serve your audience.
Awesome. And Brett is also the founder of Capital Gains Tax Solutions podcast as well, which is, as far as I understand, a pretty highly ranked iTunes podcast, number 53. Is that correct, Brett, in iTunes?
Yeah, we ranked as high as number 53 for the investment category in iTunes, and we are we're making new episodes every week.
Awesome. That's great. And Brett's a great guy. You serve billionaires, doctors, dentists, vets, and attorneys to kind of help them create more and preserve their wealth through investment real estate. And so he's going to talk about, you know, different exchange opportunities and particularly the deferred sales trust, which I'm very interested to hear about. So Brett, thank you so much for coming on.
Excellent. Yeah. Ready to get started. Let's go.
Great. So what do you do? What is this? What are the three secrets?
Absolutely. So most high net worth individuals, especially anyone who owns commercial real estate or a business or high-end primary home, they struggle with capital gains tax, and it's somewhere between 30 and 50% of their gain when they go to sell. And we use a deferred sales trust to give them tax deferral, liquidity, diversification. And for your listeners, I think they'll really like this, the ability to eliminate the need for the 1031 exchange and buy real estate whenever they want, if they ever want to again, all tax deferred so they can create and preserve more wealth.
Awesome. So how is it different from, a lot of my listeners are somewhat experienced. How is it different from a 1031 exchange? What are the main differences there and how
Absolutely.
Can you help?
Before we jump into that, I'll give you a little bit of context. I actually started out my career as a real estate broker at a company called Marcus & Millichap, helping people buy and sell multifamily properties here in Northern California. And this was during the 2006 to 2010 range. And in the beginning of the career, it wasn't easy, right? I was just trying to make it in the business, just learning. And it was really just an apprentice to a mentor who was, you know, one of the top agents and brokers in Northern California for multifamily. And as I learned, I grew. And I just, as I started to get some momentum going, something, you know, happened. It was a 2008 crisis, and a lot of folks would probably remember that. And that was really a turning point in my career, but also a big, big challenge for a lot of our clients. And our clients were faced with the toilets, trash liability, but also a lot of debt. And why? Because they had overpaid for properties in the 05, 06, 07 market before the crash. And so when everything came falling down, my business and my reality of being in the business was also challenged because I had to figure out a way to adapt. I had to figure out a way to add value beyond what every other broker was talking about. And we also wanted to figure out a way to help our clients, friends, and partners and family never face the challenges that they had to face of losing everything. Some of them did, and some of them lost half of their wealth. And we actually focused on the 1031 exchange and some of the shortcomings. And so as a commercial real estate investor myself and broker, we love the 1031 exchange when it's a buyer's market, right? When deals make sense or there's a value add opportunity where you can do forced appreciation, increase the rents, and do all the things that we love to do as real estate investors. But it's not always that buying opportunity, right? And in fact, the last few years, we've seen this inventory really drop, cap rates, get low, meaning cash on cash return wasn't very good. And the same thing happened in the 05, 06, 07 market. And then people felt like they were forced to overpay. And so they did the 1031 exchange, right? Identify within 45 days, close within 180. But remember, it's equal or greater debt or equal or greater value. And so what happened was a lot of them lost everything. And so we set out on a journey, and by we, I mean my fellow colleagues at Marcus & Millichap, and we were looking for a solution for it. And just at the right time, a gentleman came in and spoke on this deferred sales trust, who's now my business partner. Now, he was from the financial advising world, and it was kind of a different perspective. But basically, it took the tool and the secrets that we're about to talk about here in a minute, and I started to apply it to my commercial real estate business. And so helping people buy and sell at any time that they want it to. And so my business started to grow and I succeeded. And 13 years later, I've been a commercial real estate broker, and I'm also now founder of Capital Gains Tax Solutions, where we actually train brokers, high-end realtors, syndicators, and financial advisors on how to do this, all so that business professionals can add more value, and then clients can escape feeling trapped by capital gains tax. So we can start with the first secret. And the first secret is this: selling and deferring hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars in capital gains tax, how to legally break free from capital gains tax, and find freedom to buy and sell whenever you want without ever worrying about a 1031 exchange ever again. Which leads into our deal we just closed in Georgia just about 2 months ago, 3 months ago now. A gentleman was selling his $7.6 million multifamily property, and he's bought and sold hundreds of properties for 30 years. And his name is Dave, and he's located in Northern California, and he's done numerous 1031 exchanges. And he actually thought he had a deal in North Carolina that he was going to buy, but he looked at the cap rates, and this is right before COVID-19. And he said, "I don't know if this really make any sense. I feel like it's the top of the market. I don't necessarily want to buy this property and overpay for it." And so he had learned about the deferred sales trust about a year ago before this. And so he was still kind of skeptical, still kind of looking at it. But then COVID-19 hit, and he said, "I'm all in on the deferred sales trust." And so instead of taking on all this debt, which he had about $4.5 million to replace, he decided to put all of his equity, about $3.1 million, into the deferred sales trust. And here's the key: we saved his failed 1031 exchange. He was past his 45-day identification, and he didn't want to overpay. He really didn't like the deal that he had, and we helped him defer $1.1 million in tax. Okay. And so now the money is sitting at TD Ameritrade, Bank of New York Mellon, Charles Schwab, some of the largest banks in the world. And then he was also able to put $2 million into hard money lending. So immediately he got out of the real estate market. He got all of his powder dry. He's on the sidelines. And now right now his money is it's hard money lending. It's getting about 6%. And he's just waiting for a deal to come. And that deal may be in a month or two or six or 12. But his point is, "Look, Brett, I didn't want to buy and overpay for a property, right? I didn't want to be forced into a 1031 exchange. I was tired of the toilets, the trash, the liability. I'm glad I was able to meet Capital Gains Tax Solutions, learn about this deferred sales trust, and now I can buy whenever I want and create and preserve more wealth." So I'll pause there because you might have some questions on that first secret.
A lot of questions, but I'll keep it very short and simple. So can you kind of talk, you mentioned a few numbers. Could you walk back a little bit and talk about how much you were actually able to defer for your client, Dave, again, and what was the anticipated sales price, and what was like the new purchase price, and kind of how are you able to capture that spread to help him save on that? I think you mentioned it was like $1.1 million or so, and
Yeah, absolutely.
defer.
So he sold his property for $7.6 million. So the first thing to understand about a 1031, you have to buy something of equal or greater value, and you have to identify something within 45 days of closing, 180 days of close. And so in his scenario, that means he had about $3.1 million in equity. So you have to take on all that debt. Remember that debt is not your friend in a highly priced, highly appreciated marketplace where you don't have a lot of value add, and actually it's your enemy at that point, right? Debt is your friend when it's a buyer's market, or there's forced appreciation. You can use that leverage to do that. So that's the first thing he recognized. He's like, "I don't want to go into all this debt to have to defer my tax." So he decided instead of buying a property, he just paid off the debt. The debt's gone, and he just put the $3.1 million to the deferred sales trust. So the first thing about the deferred sales trust is you don't have to buy something of equal greater value. You don't have to do it within 45 days to 180, and you don't have to take on a bunch of debt. In fact, he was able to defer the same amount that he would have deferred with the 1031, but instead he used the deferred sales trust. He didn't go into any debt, and he can buy whenever he wants to, right? Versus the 180 days. He could put it into hard money lending, whereas the 1031, you can't. You have to put it in equal or greater value investment like real estate, like kind real estate. And so that's the key here for why he was able to do it, because he had that liability and he had to keep the cash with the deferred sales trust versus taking it into his hands. And by putting it into the deferred sales trust, we're kind of like a third-party custodian, kind of like a SEP IRA, kind of like a 401k, kind of like a 1031, but we don't have any of the restrictions of any of those, and we're very flexible what he can do with it.
When we speak about flexibility, is there a certain time period that Dave, your client, has to keep that money into the account in terms of funding, let's say, a new real estate acquisition or whatever the like kind property would be at that time? Let's say he kept all the money in there and didn't invest in hard money lending, and he was just waiting for the next, you know, buying opportunity, which I think is coming very soon. Is there a time restriction on that? Because obviously 1031, you know, you mentioned the two time frames there is very different. So that's my first question. And my second question would be is, if, I guess, why don't people, more real estate investors, know about this structure? Because a lot of the investors, like you mentioned, if they're selling a property and they're going to have a huge capital gain tax bill for them and their investors, they want to find something that's, you know, equal value or so, that's still real estate. And sometimes if the cycle, it was overheated like it was pre-COVID-19, macroly, they're going to be put in a bad deal just to save on some, you know, tax bills. So I guess, why aren't more people taking advantage of this? Or is it really a market timing, you know, perspective? Because you mentioned this kind of came up in the 2007-08, you know, crisis as well.
Great questions. And that leads to secret number two, which is optimal timing, transformational wealth plan cloning. Okay. So how to clone a proven wealth plan with capital gains tax solutions in less than 5 hours and become time, energy, and debt free without ever using a 1031 ever again. And so the timing aspect is the most crucial, right? We as real estate investors make our money on the buy. Right. Of course, we make our money on executing the business plan and adding value, especially for multifamily. But you really make it on the buy, right? That's where you're gonna get your biggest bump between the time you sell. And also, as real estate investors, we know typically when it's a buyer's market and when it's a seller's market. It's pretty obvious, right? I mean, we've known the last, before COVID-19. 1, 2, 3 years at least, it's been a seller's market. Things have been through the roof, okay? Especially in California, especially in New York where you're at, right? And so it doesn't mean you can't find a deal, but you want the option and the flexibility to find a deal when it makes sense for you. And so that's the key here with the deferred sales trust. We have no timing restrictions. We're not using a 1031 exchange. Therefore, we don't have to follow any of the rules. And I want you to liken this to the old Blockbuster days, okay? And Blockbuster used to be our best friend, right? We couldn't wait to show up on a Friday night to get that movie. But it also came with some restrictions, right? Sometimes the movie was sold out, right? You have the cardboard box and you're about to grab that movie and you're excited, but somebody cuts you off two steps before you, smiles at you and takes that movie and you're like, oh man, my Friday's, you know, crushed. Or even you get the movie, but you take it home and you have to, you know, put it in there, but then you have to rewind it, right? And then you have to return it within 3 days. And if you forget to return it, you have to pay a fee. And then if you forgot to rewind it, you have to pay a fee. And the list goes on and on and on. And all of a sudden, someone came along, right? It was Netflix. What did Netflix say? There's got to be a better way to do this, right? There's got to be a more innovative way. And what did Blockbuster say to Netflix? Oh, that's so funny, guys. Netflix actually offered Blockbuster to buy them for $50 million. And Blockbuster kind of just, you know, pushed them aside and said, we'll do this ourselves. Fast forward, Blockbuster has been, you know, is bankrupt, and Netflix is one of the largest companies in the world. And so this idea of the old way versus the new way, well, the 1031 is the old way. It's truly what everybody knows, you know, it's what they've been doing, it's what they're comfortable with, right? Because they've been doing it for so long. But it comes with all of those restrictions, and it actually stops the transformation. And the transformation is this: the ability to be out of toilets, trash, and liability. The ability to be out of real estate if you want to. The ability to go back into real estate if you want to. The ability to develop real estate with tax-deferred money. The ability to be going to hard money lending. The ability to start a brand new business venture. The ability to get a brand new depreciation schedule. The 1031 exchange, you have to do the 45-day 180, right? You have to go into equal or greater debt. You have to go on like-kind real estate. You cannot be on the sidelines and just wait. So there's all of these restrictions, like the Blockbuster, but there's the Netflix. And we have the Netflix. And the Netflix actually has been around for 24 years. It's called a deferred sales trust. We have thousands of closes now, over 15 no-change IRS audits. But 10 years ago, Anthony, I was sitting in your shoes, learning about this for the first time at the Marcus & Millichap office in Northern California. And again, we were scratching our heads like, how do we solve this, or how do we come up with a solution to add value to our clients and help them escape feeling that pressure, that trap, that debt, that I know I'm overpaying for this property, but I have no choice. And the seller's like, I know I have them at a 1031 exchange. I don't have to negotiate. And so we're just laser focused on just eliminating that forever. And once we learned about it and once we executed it, it was like riding the bike, okay? The first time you ride it, oh, it's a little wobbly, right? But as you start to ride it and you start to have the professionals around you, and we have like some of the best professionals in the U.S. I'm talking the top financial advisors, top CPAs, national law firms. In fact, there was a recent deal that was closed over $50 million in a top national law firm in New York and New Jersey. They have two offices, represented that client. And that client was very skeptical. He's like, what is this thing? I haven't even heard it from my guys. But he goes, if my guys, you know, this big law firm say yes, I'll do it. And they said yes, and he did it, okay? And so we have that. Beyond that, most CPAs, they're just general practitioners, okay? This is why you haven't heard about it. They take your blood, right? And they give you the the flu shot, right? And you've been going there for 20 years. But all of a sudden, guess what, Anthony? You need brain surgery. You need a knee surgery. You need a specialist, right? Guess what they're not going to do? They're not going to say, oh, I'm going to do that surgery, right? And also, if it's something they haven't heard of before, they're also not necessarily going to recommend it, because they're like, oh, this is kind of out of my thing, you know? And so that's kind of the biggest challenge we have right now, is this old CPA who's stuck in Blockbuster doesn't know about Netflix and is kind of, he's wary of it and he doesn't want to say yes. But most of the time, once they actually talk to us, once we break it down, once we tell them it's just an installment sale, an installment sale goes back to the 1920s. It's known as IRC 453. It's where Anthony can carry paper. And let's imagine, Anthony, you owned a $10 million deal. I said, Anthony, I want to buy that for $10 million. And you go, well, I have a zero basis, Brett, and I don't want to do a 1031. How about I carry paper for you? And I say, okay, sure. How much? You say, well, give me a $2 million down payment. I'll carry $8 million. And that scenario, you've received $2 million. You'll pay tax on that, but that other $8 million is in what's called a deferral state, right? And so you're not paying it until you receive it. Now, as you receive it, you'll pay the tax, okay? But that's, everyone knows a seller carryback, and that's the foundation of our structure. Here's the difference. We actually have a trust jump in right before close of escrow, and we ask somebody to come with the full $10 million. So you have this buyer here who's ready for the full $10 million. You have Anthony who's ready to sell it for $10 million. But instead of doing a full cash deal right there and taking all that $10 million, Anthony, we're going to have this trust jumping right in between. And this trust is actually going to buy your position for $10 million, but it's going to give you a zero down payment. So Anthony, if you received a zero down payment and you carried 100% financing, how much tax is triggered today for Anthony? Well, the answer is zero, because you can't pay tax on what you haven't received. So you've just carried paper for the trust. Now the trust for $10 million will sell it to the buyer for $10 million. Simultaneous close. It's like call it a New York minute. Just boom, 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 right away. And because the trust bought it for $10 million and sold it for $10 million, guess what? The trust has a zero gain. Now, the buyer takes title and he walks away. He's gone. But you just did a traditional seller carry back with a twist, with the deferred sales trust, which is part of the secret and how we execute this. But now, you can do whatever you want. The world's your oyster. You can put it in hard money lending. You can go develop real estate. You can just wait in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And the key is you can transform whatever you want to do. Your wealth plan. You can transform your lifestyle. You can start a new business venture. And oh, by the way, this works for businesses. This works for veterinarians, dentists, doctors. We've done medical practices. We've done car dealerships. It also works for cryptocurrency. Okay, we're doing a horse deal in Kentucky. Did you know, Anthony, you can't 1031 a horse, right? No, but you can't, well, you can't knew, deferred but, yeah. sales trust a horse, okay? And so this is the beauty of the deferred sales trust. So I know I said a whole lot. I'm going to pause there, see if you have any questions.
I want to know the third secret. Or should we cover that?
The third secret. Yeah. Ready? The third secret. My number one wealth building hack. How to get your deferred sales trust to work in your favor and become an investment rather than an expense. Okay, so we've covered like the vehicle itself and how it works and why it works and the legality. By the way, a little bit more about that. The IRS, 15 times, the largest deal was a $125 million deal in San Diego. They did an IRS audit on that, not one single issue with that. The tax attorneys also provide indemnification, and also they provide audit defense for every deal. They stand behind their work, and they're batting 1,000, meaning all of the surgeries that they've had, if you think of like a doctor, they've never lost a patient, and a patient's never gone to jail. Okay, so they're bad. It's perfect for 24 years, thousands of closes, huge deals. The IRS has seen it, tested it. We've been looked at by national law firms. We work with 1031 exchange accommodators. We've worked at just about every escrow company. And so you name it, a lot of people have seen this, and yet there's not one single issue with the IRS. They also have what's called a private letter ruling, okay? So all that being said, that leads into the third thing. Once you understand that it's legal, understands that it can actually work for you, the question becomes, is it worth it for me, right? Is it worth it for me to do this, okay? And so that's my number one, that's my number three secret, which is my number one wealth building hack, how to get your deferred sales trust to work in your favor and become an investment rather than an expense, okay? So the first thing to understand is, again, we make our money on the buy. And so if we're overpaying for property today via a 1031 exchange, even though a 1031 exchange is about $750, right? It's pretty cheap. That's expensive for you to overpay for that property, right? If you're taking on all that debt, that's also expensive for you because you're taking on all this additional risk. You're also locking up your capital, which could be in the opportunity cost, purchase a property, you know, a month, 6 months, day 181, a couple of years from now, right? So you want to be able to have liquidity and diversification right now. And the deferred sales trust gives you that. You can get liquidity. You can pay off your debt. We call it the Dave Ramsey debt-free plan for your, you know, your property or whatever you're exiting. You can get on the sidelines and you can just wait and you can just be patient, right? And you can buy a small deal for $1 million, right? Like Dave's deal, he has $3.1 million sitting in the trust. His $4.5 million is paid off. Well, he can buy $1 million hard money deal. He can buy $1 million deal of his own. He could put $1 million with Anthony in his syndication, right? And that's what beauty. Or he can keep all of it in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds if he wants to, right? It's entirely up to him. That's why it's totally flexible. It's based upon the risk tolerance of the client and how and where they want the funds invested. So we work with some of the top financial advisors to map all of this out. But the second part of this has to do with what I call a brand new depreciation schedule, okay? So Anthony, if you own real estate, one of the number one reasons to own it has to do with the depreciation to offset the income. Well, multifamily is 27 and a half years, commercial is 39 years. Well, guess what? If you've owned it for over, let's say, a property for 30 years, you have a zero depreciation, okay? And all of that income is just getting taxed. So what can you do? Well, you can go do a 1031 exchange and buy another deal, but I have a client actually, and he's still not a believer yet, right? I got to make you a believer first. And he's still like the Blockbuster guy, right? And I'm going, no, there's Netflix. He's like, well, I don't know about Netflix. He goes, but Brett, I have this $10 million deal. His name is Harry. And he goes, Brett, I have this $10 million deal. And it has zero basis. I've had it over 30 years. And I'm getting $500,000 of cash flow every year. And I'm just paying all this tax. And I go, I know you are. He goes, well, if I do a 1031, I buy a same deal for $10 million, I still have no depreciation. You're right, Harry, because your depreciation schedule travels. He's like, well, what can I do? I go, well, we can go exchange you into a $15 million deal, and that can give you $5 million more in depreciation. He's like, well, I kind of like that, but I don't like these four caps. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but we're selling your deal at a four cap. He goes, well, I don't want to overpay, Brett. Just forget about it. And he goes, well, tell me about that deferred sales trust. I go, well, what's cool, Harry, is not only can you sell that $10 million deal and we can put it all into the trust, but if you bought that same $15 million deal, which you could the next day with the deferred sales trust, we got a brand new $15 million depreciation schedule. And he goes, how'd you do that? And I go, well, because we didn't do a 1031. And he goes, why hasn't my CPA told me about this? And I go, well, let's go sit down. Let's talk with him, okay? And that's exactly what the deferred sales trust can do, okay? You just have to understand how it works and why it works and why it's not a 1031 exchange. But all of a sudden, guess what, Anthony? You can do cost segregation on that $15 million deal. And what just happened? Your deferred sales trust just paid for itself tenfold. Okay, it just blew the 1031 exchange out of this world, which also I want to answer your other question. Why haven't you heard about it? Well, your commercial real estate broker doesn't want you to know about this. Why don't they want you to know about it? Well, guess what? They get paid on the transactions. The more you're in this 1031 rat race and you're overpaying for property and chasing deals, the more they get paid on the transaction, right? They get paid on the full value, including the debt. Typically, you know, it could be, call it 4 to 6%, depending on the size of the deal. And I know I'm a commercial real estate broker, right? I've sold nearly $100 million of real estate and I still do 1031 exchanges. I just have found a better way, right? And it's a new way, but it's a proven way. And so that's the second part. I'll pause there to see if you have any questions about what I just said.
No, just really interesting and a little bit blown away. I haven't really heard of this strategy. I also haven't been around in the business as long as you have. So the number one question that I have right now, just kind of thinking about it from an operator's standpoint, is, when do you have to line up the trust? Is it any time during the transaction? After, you know, kind of up to the closing? Like, what does that time period look like? And, you know, obviously the 1031 is a lot different. So as you mentioned, I think you're going to say there's really no time restrictions. What would you recommend for, let's say, an operator that's getting ready to sell their property and they want to consider this strategy, just given the market fundamentals right now, when should they engage this?
Great question. First of all, we don't charge a dime unless you do the deal. Okay, Anthony, so let's say you're selling a property and you're like, hey, I'm just curious if this thing is going to work for me, but I don't want to pay all these tax attorneys and CPAs to work all this out. That's where Capital Gains Tax Solutions jumps in, right? And we're going to give you clarity on your options. And we're going to tell you the 1031. We're going to talk about the Delaware Statutory Trust. By the way, I've closed Delaware Statutory Trust. I've closed 1031s. I've closed Deferred Sales Trust, right? You want to always make sure you're working with someone who's actually closed the deals. And so it's so that's what we've done. So come to us and we're gonna just, you go to capitalgainstaxsolutions.com and you can apply for a call, a no-cost consultation call. And you're going to answer some basic questions like, what's your basis, right? What'd you buy for it? What'd you pay for it? How much debt do you have? What are you planning to sell it for? But we need to do it before close of escrow, right? We need to be early. Ideally, release 30 or 60 days early. We definitely need to be before the buyer removes all contingencies, especially for a business. High-end primary home, which we just did a deal in Cupertino, $3.1 million sale for a gal who was facing $400,000 in capital gains tax above and beyond her 121 exclusion, which if you live there two of the last 5 years, 250 if you're single, 500 if you're married. But she sold, took that illiquid asset, deferred all the tax, and now she's living off the interest. But we had to do that before close of escrow because she doesn't have a 1031 option, right? Now, if investment real estate, you have that 1031 option, so you can save a failed 1031 exchange. That being said, you want to work with an accommodator who's actually done deferred sales trust, right? Don't work with the old blockbuster accommodator who's just going to say no to say no because it's not his tax that he's paying. Make sure you're getting with someone who's looking out for your best interest and is giving you the Netflix option, which is the new, better way to do things, okay? At least have the option. By the way, you can have all of that and still do your 1031. If it fails, no problem. I mean, if it doesn't fail, you do your 1031, no problem. You don't owe us anything, right? So that's the first thing. If you're a syndicator, you have what's called carried interest. And a lot of folks, syndications that we work with before they meet us, they're all just, everyone's paying the tax, coming in with the money. They're buying this deal. They're owning it, managing it, selling it, and everyone's paying the tax again. So every time, Anthony, you're losing 30 to 50% of that gain with the depreciation recapture and the capital gains tax given the deal, right? On the end, because a lot of people are selling the high-end primary home, selling the business, selling the cryptocurrency, right? Selling these highly appreciated assets, which are not 1031 eligible into a syndication for real estate. So they pay the tax, they show up, and then you go do the deal. Well, the first thing you can do as a syndicator is say, hey, don't do that. Use the deferred sales trust. Let's do a DST with that sale. And then immediately, the next day, they could fund your syndication. Okay, up to 80% of the deal. So let's say it's $1 million in the trust, $800,000 could go into Anthony's deal.
I was going to ask you that question.
Or they could do it on their own. We have to keep a little bit of liquidity into liquid diversified investment grade security. So that's a little bit of a downside for it versus 100% with the 1031. But that's okay too, because the bank's going to say, hey, you're qualifying for a loan, which is good. It's good to have some liquidity too. So that being said, that is a little bit of something people are like, I don't really like that. I like to have 100%. But that being said, we need to do that now. Now, on the syndication side, when you go to sell, some people might say, I'm still loose to that blockbuster. I don't want to do this deferred sales trusting. No problem. Like the whole entity doesn't have to move. So in a 1031 exchange, typically the whole entity must move, meaning that's why most syndicators don't do a 1031 because they got five people who want to get out. And they're like, we can't have the whole entity move. So they end up just paying the tax. Well, guess what, Anthony? You could do your own deferred sales trust. And your couple other partners could do their own, not commingled with each other, completely separate. And the other 10 investors could just pay their tax. No problem, right? So it's completely flexible in that manner. So I'll pause there and make sure that answered your question.
No, you've answered all my, I mean, I have plenty of questions we can talk about offline, and I don't want to bore my audience here. But the basics and the fundamentals sound very interesting and very appealing. So you mentioned your website. Is that how people can find you in the best way?
Absolutely. So you can go to LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube. You can search Capital Gains Tax Solutions or just go to capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. I'm going to offer your listeners a free ebook, How to Sell Your Business or Real Estate Smarter in 9 Steps. You can just look that up or you just go on my website, jump in your email on there, and you'll get some educational material. You'll get some deal close stories as well. And then you get a chance to also look at our podcast, Capital Gains Tax Solutions Podcast, and you can learn all about what we're doing here and how we're helping, again, business professionals as well as high net worth individuals. We also have a coaching and training program for business professionals. I speak all over the U.S. on how to use this strategy to grow your business. So take a look at us there at CapitalGainsTaxSolutions.com as well.
Great, Brett. Well, thank you so much for coming on our show. We're going to wind it down now. And that's the 3 Secrets of an Optimal Timing Transformational Exit Plan with Brett Schwartz. So thank you so much, Brett from California, for coming on our show today. And we will list Brett's contact information, his website, his podcast, and everything he just mentioned to reach out to him in the comments section of our social media platforms, as well as on iTunes. So you can reach out to Brett and learn more about this technique, which I will as well after this. So thank you so much again for coming on, Brett. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony. My pleasure.
Take care.